Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You ready?
Here we go.
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey. Let's go.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Time once again to break up a couple. Wait, this couple can't. Wait, I forgot. Let's just sing.
We'll get this side and that side. We'll get them straight. It's the Slacker Show's Great Mate Debate.
What's going on, Hack?
We have a lovely couple today, Tanner and Kelsey. They are trying to pick sides in a divorce.
Mm. Oh, see, I knew there was divorce in it, so that's why I was confused. Okay. Kelsey won the toss here. Kelsey?
Yay.
How can we help?
Well, we're good friends with another couple, and as you said, so their names are Mike and Shelby, and they're unfortunately going through a divorce.
Okay.
Since they're splitting up, I just kind of feel like, my husband Tanner, who's good friends with Mike, but he just needs to stop hanging out with him. I mean, I've known Shelby since I think it was like elementary school.
Okay.
I mean, or somewhere around there. We were really little kids and, you know, we have holiday parties together. It's just going to be so awkward. And I mean, I want to support Shelby and, you know, we can't invite Mike. So,
okay. So hold on. So you're saying their divorce means one of you has to lose a friend. Like you can't, mm-hmm. He can't stay friends with him and you stay friends with her. Because
wouldn't you say that's kind of standard?
Well, we've been friends for much longer, but
you kind of have to,
right?
What
it feels normal that this happens.
He can't be friends with a guy that they went through a divorce.
Hey. Bud, you've been through a divorce more than once, and that was mean.
It does. It does kind of happen.
Like it kind of naturally happens, right?
Yeah, this isn't natural. This is her with a scalpel saying you
but
don't get to
I
be friends
I think she
anymore.
Wants to make sure that the natural happens the correct way.
Thank you.
Or her.
I'm breaking protocol. Tanner, let's get you in here right away. Tanner?
Yay.
Why do you think you should still be friends with Mike?
Well, Mike and I are good friends. You know, we hang out together. We go golfing regularly. I just don't think it's fair, you know, that, you know, she expects me to end my friendship with Mike. It's not like Mike did anything wrong. It's not like he cheated or anything.
Just the relationship fell apart.
Right.
Okay.
You know, break
and
up.
And she didn't cheat
time,
either.
Right?
Nothing. Right?
Yeah, no. No cheating.
Okay.
Just didn't work out.
That can happen.
They're both really great. Love Mike and Shelby. But, you know, her argument about the party, I mean, it's not our job to police, you know, different relationship dynamics. Would we have a party?
But to be a good friend, you don't usually invite your friend's exes to your party.
Okay.
He's my friend, so. So maybe we shouldn't invite Shelby. I mean, I don't have a lot of friends. I don't have a lot of friends. It's hard to find a good guy friend. You guys know how it is. I mean, Kelsey has lots of friends.
I can so already I feel this room is not, like, this isn't going well. Because you really think she's right, Erica.
I just think that we all know people have gotten divorced, right? And I think you naturally choose a side. And you have to be really careful about who's coming to what. Like, I don't think it's that crazy that you're only inviting one to these parties.
Okay, but let me ask you this question then. Because this is what I'm taking away from their argument. She's saying, if we're choosing a side, I get to keep Shelby because of longevity of friendship.
Right.
He's saying, exactly. I get to keep Mike because I only have a limited number of friends. Which one's more important? How
it's
long?
It's kind of quality versus quantity.
Correct.
But you can't make new old friends.
But guys can't make friends, period.
I'm like jealous. Like you know a guy?
Won't it be like a complete disaster if we invite both of them?
Well, they don't both have to come. They can work that out. But you're asking Tanner to not golf with this dude. Like, you're doing two different things at the same time. You're saying, what about this party? And I get that party, like any of your holiday get-togethers, your summer barbecue, like whatever you guys are going to do.
With the kids that you always did. Yes. I don't know if you have kids.
All that stuff is going to be different. But you're saying in order to facilitate that, he's got to cut Mike completely out.
The alternative is he sees Mike every week. They golf together.
And then
we're throwing the huge party. Sorry, man, you can't come.
You can come.
Talk to your ex-wife about it.
Shelby's not coming.
Why would Shelby not be coming to the party?
Do you hang out?
How is their divorce? Is it amicable? What's the word?
Amicable.
Yeah.
It doesn't sound.
Not at the moment.
Yeah.
Not at the moment.
Slacker, you weren't with this right one, now. And now you guys are good.
Would you want to go to a party? No.
Okay, great. So who gets invited?
We both do. And then I'm like, hey, do you really want to go to that?
You talk to her about it? But you don't talk to her, like, or just ignore her at the party?
Well, I mean, but that's, we're years and years out.
Right.
Like, I get where you're at right now. It is unreasonable, Erica, for her to demand he lose a friend. As a dude who, like, we don't make a lot of friends. We just don't.
I don't have any friends here.
So
rude.
Wouldn't you, like, what?
Except you guys.
But,
like, it's not, how many more friends does she really have? She literally can't go back in time and be like, you know what? I'm going to choose a different person from elementary school to become friends with so that I have them in the future.
Okay. You want to say the phone number?
Yeah, 303-222-5423. Call or text.
Kelsey, it's kind of like, it sounds like you're implying that Shelby would like be upset if she found out that Tanner and Mike were still spending time together. And that's what bothers me. Part of what bothers me, like, about breakups or divorce, especially, is like, you're done. You have no say over that person's life anymore.
You don't.
Like, that's what you decided is I'm done. And so this person gets to do whatever they want now, right?
But she's expecting her friend's husband to fall in line.
Well, right. No. But the problem is then, what about her husband? Is she allowed to ask that he don't spend time with someone?
You're allowed to ask. But it doesn't sound like Tanner wants to do it.
Yeah.
So now what?
I agree that when you break up, you don't get a say. But when you're a married couple.
So this has become your problem. I don't know the answer. I've been in situations like this. For sure, it kind of naturally.
Especially over time, but maybe not now.
Yeah. Especially when they're in the thick of the ugly part of their divorce.
Yeah.
And is it worth it to save a big blow up at your party? Kind of like what Erica said. Like, are you protecting yourself in the big picture by going, oh, we just don't want it. We just want people to come and have a nice time, and we don't want anyone screaming.
Right. No, that's absolutely what we want. And it's sort of like, you know, I have a very complicated family thing, and, you know, Tanner doesn't. And I'm just like, I just want a nice time.
Okay, but Kelsey, you know, Kelsey, nobody cheated, right? Yeah. So is Shelby so immature that she can't,
or
like,
is Mike?
Great, either one. It's like, hey, usual party, we've invited both of you. House is big enough. How about you be in the living room? You be in the kitchen. Like, figure it out. But is she going to blow? If either one of them are going to blow up, those aren't great people to be my friends anyway.
My, like, childhood best friend lives here. I'd be devastated if they were having a party and they were like, you're going to have to figure out if you get to come or your ex gets to come. That's wild.
No, both come and just be a mature adult.
I don't think I would want them there if we were in the thick of it.
Can we come?
Or like when I go to the pool to swim and it's like kids hour. And then after that, you know, the adults get the Laplands. So just feel like you're doing it in shifts.
I know
this is stressing me out.
Okay.
Like, I don't want
but, okay.
This is so.
But here's what you're not hearing. We're going to get people in here. At no point, and I'm not saying he's a better person than you, but at no point has Tanner went, you can't be friends with Shelby.
Well, he did suggest
Shelby.
It.
No, he.
He did.
As a reaction to her going, you don't get to.
Okay, like, I just want to make it clear. Yeah. He did suggest it.
I'm just saying, that makes as much sense as her asking me not to. It doesn't make sense.
You seem nice, Tanner. I'm nothing okay. against you.
I have a lot against you right now. I need a list of your exes, and I'm going to invite them to everything do from this point forward.
You would not like them.
There is one guy who was from this town, right?
Yeah, as far as I know, he still lives here, but also as far as I know.
I'm going to find him. I'm going to find him and get him to everything. All right.
Can I come?
Tanner, Kelsey, hang on. We're going to get you a jury, and you'll be able to figure this out. I hate that it turns into this.
Yeah.
You don't.
And you're making so many other people react to the decisions that you know, the other couple made.
Everyone's uncomfortable. It's so immature. Like, just figure it out.
All right. So do they have to blow up all friendships? Does she win because she's been friends longer? Does he win because guys just typically have fewer friends?
I don't know if that's a great argument.
If she has 300 friends and he's got one, he's got three friends. He's got his golfing buddies. That's it.
Mm-hmm. 300 friends doesn't mean they're all 300 from elementary school and know everything about you.
He
and
probably
have been
doesn't
by
even
your
know the friends' last names.
Yeah. That's
the
problem.
303-222-5423.
Who's right? Who's wrong? The Slacker Show's Great Mate Debate on Alice.
303-222-5423.
The RSVP window for the Colorado Dunn Party.
Mm-hmm.
Celebrating the newest citizen of Colorado.
Mm.
With a whole bunch of Colorado prizes and stuff. It is open right now at alice1059.com. RSVP now, and we'll give you all the details about the party.
Does this new Colorado, Coloradan, whatever, know how to talk?
No, it's just... Anyway, alice1059.com, RSVP right now. We're in the middle of a great mate debate between Kelsey and Tanner, and it's actually turned into a bit of a studio debate as well.
Everyone versus Erica.
They
love that.
They have friends who are going through divorce, and as happens, you start to choose sides.
Mm-hmm.
She wants to continue to see her good friend since childhood, Shelby,
mm-hmm.
and he wants to continue to see his friend in this relationship, Mike.
Yeah, who I don't know that he says it. I'm sure he met Mike through Shelby. Like, does that change it at all?
No.
You know, like the only reason they're friends is because. The wives
matter.
Were friends.
And I don't need the origin story of your friendship. If you're friends with that guy, man, you're friends with that guy.
Yeah, I just don't know what it's like. It's
I have to admit some hypocrisy a little bit here. There was a relationship I was in where I became friends with all of his group of friends. And when we broke up, I stayed and he no longer.
Oh.
No, you know what? Actually, they didn't see him. I stand by my point.
Kelsey, Tanner, we're gonna get some callers here. We have some texts to read, and we'll tell you which friend of yours dies.
Oh my gosh!
No.
Karen.
Yay!
Whose side are you on in this ridiculous?
I'm kind
thing?
Of on his.
Okay.
But I mean, I feel like everybody's saying, "Well, it naturally happens. You got to pick a side. If it naturally happens, just let it naturally happen. Don't." You know, don't
but what do you do about an
party?
Impending party?
Yeah.
Do you invite them both and let it happen on its own that way?
Yeah.
Let one of them bow out?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, they're especially since there was no infidelity. I mean, they're the ones that are getting the divorce. Let them deal with it. Go to your friend and say, this is how we feel. This is what's happening. We want you there. But it's up to them to figure out their breakup.
Or it's up to them to ruin your party.
Well, but then that's on them.
Can I just ask, Karen, because this infidelity came up like 300 times in the previous thing, and it's coming up again. Let's say she cheated. Does that automatically make her a deplorable human being that can no longer be friends with anyone? Or could Kelsey forgive her and go...
No, I think it makes it harder. But no, I mean, if you're friends, you're friends. And I think this is a very girl thing. And, you know, I've got friends from this back in this time. But it is, I've got three adult boys. And it is hard for them to make friends. And
isn't it hard for everyone to make friends as adults?
I think it's much harder for guys. Because
you are emotional creatures, and you can put yourself out there. Women just seem to like
social as women are.
Yeah.
I mean, women will strike up a conversation in a grocery store line and say, "Let's stop at Starbucks," and they're friends. Guys don't do that. And you know, I feel like, and maybe it's just because I have three boys, but man, generationally, we have switched to the point where I think men in general, but white men, they don't get a break on anything. And I think that is so unfair.
I'm nervous.
No, I mean, if
I
it
know
just,
what you're saying.
But just, yeah.
But it's true.
Thank you for the call.
Women don't get much of a break on much either, but that's fine.
Okay, I'm just going to keep going here. Diane?
Yai.
Whose side are you on?
I'm on his side.
Thank you.
These are such... good friends, why cannot they control themselves and respect whose house they are in and not carry on in someone's house? I mean, can't they be mature adults?
No.
Listen.
I don't think
she's making good points, and in order, you just can't let her have.
She's talking like Yoda.
She did a little Yoda talk in there.
Yeah, but he was wise.
I already know that what you will need.
Right. No.
But
no, I get what she's saying.
Yeah, but you don't like it, so you're just focusing on her Yodaing out on there. Thank you.
I think that if a lot of these people were in this position, they would feel differently.
Aston.
Yai.
Whose side are you on?
I'm on his side.
Wow, this is starting to become a landslide. Okay, why?
She doesn't need to police who his friends are. And they need to grow up.
Thank you.
I'm honestly impressed that Tanner is even defending his friend. Like, I don't know that if my wife was like, you cannot see that person anymore, I'd go, okay.
Really?
Because I don't know that I have anybody that's like that strongly of a friend. I'm impressed that he has a friend that close, that he feels enough like
I have one. I have one.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly. My dad has one friend. Mm. He doesn't need to lose his friend because they're getting divorced.
Mm. That's true. Does your dad know his friend's last name?
Yes.
I don't think he does. You don't have to know that. Let's get one more in here. Lee?
Yeah.
Whose side are you on?
I'm on his side.
Okay.
I agree with everything that Slacker was saying about how it's hard for guys to make friends. Mm-hmm. I think that's unfair that she's making him choose not to be friends with the guy. So,
all right. Mm. I liked it. I just wanted to hear you say you agree with everything I say. So I appreciate the call. Here's the thing. Kelsey, you got smoked.
Yeah. Fair.
But what I'm hearing most of all,
I'm not making him do anything. I'm just panicking about our friend's impending divorce.
I get why she's panicking.
I do too, but guess what?
You know what I mean? Like, I'm not like.
You guys
don't want to get divorced.
You don't want to get a divorce. Exactly. So then let your husband have his friend. You have your friend, and they are getting a divorce. They have to sort it out.
Kelsey, it's not our problem.
Yep.
Mm. And we never quite nailed down.
But I think...
Are we invited to the party?
You are not. And if you were, you would cling to their friendship.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.
Nine.
I know. It's time for News or Nope. But we gotta...
I was about to sing.
News! We gotta mention, RSVP window is open for the Colorado Dunn party.
Alice1059.com.
You can come to our party on Tuesday.
Tuesday the 7th.
Lone Tree Brewing. Crap tons of Colorado prizes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Casa
yeah.
Bonita, yeah. like Denver Ski.
It's going to be a shot ski.
Yeah.
To win, not just to do.
Well, we might do, it.
We might test it out, yeah.
Yeah.
So, shot ski. We're going to put our mouths on it.
Once the registration is closed, then you can't just show up at Lone Tree yeah. Brewing on Tuesday. Right. You have to have your name on the list. Ed Sheeran tickets, Lord tickets, all these great things. Get on the list right now. Alice1059.com.
News. News. No. No. News. No. News. No.
Our only real hope is to decide if this is news.
Almost as bad as mine.
Or no.
News or nope. News of the day. Brought to you by stupid people. And we can nope, and nobody does it.
Yeah.
So I'm probably going to do one today.
All right. Okay. Good evening.
Nope.
That is, you don't even let her
doesn't
get
matter.
It was about Jane Goodall. Goodall?
Yeah. Well,
Goodall? Yeah. So, there you go.
Good evening.
Oh my God, you just made me laugh.
Yeah.
Like when you say.
But it's true, so. Not my story,
Jane
though.
Goodall. R.I.P.
Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
So there have been rumors about a reunion with One Direction. Louis Tomlinson and Zayn Malik, Zayn who left One Direction while they were still a band, have been spotted kind of out and about places, and people started noticing that they had camera crews with them. There was first rumors that they were putting out a song together. But then it seems to have leaked that they're actually doing some sort of like Netflix road trip documentary where they're going to relive the glory days. And I think I would imagine it's going to be a lot about Liam Payne's passing.
Yeah.
And maybe, you know, how they've reconnected since then because they hated each other. They said vile, awful things
who
to each other.
Who hated who?
Louis and Zayn. Would like fight
they
on the internet.
Now they're
long after Zayn left, they just kind of were always at it. And now it's like been a big thing to see them back together again. Hmm. When Louis was asked about it, they said, "What's the deal? Are you guys reuniting?" He said, "I heard that. I thought that was pretty interesting. Pretty astute." Astute is like drawing conclusions from information given, right?
Right.
So
Is this
what?
It's sort of like the cast, like there's big members of One Direction.
Mm-hmm.
There's, and neither one of them are it.
Yeah.
I mean, when you say One Direction, let's rank them. Harry.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Without, like the unquestionable.
Of course. Who knows though? Maybe they will show up in this. I think it's so beautiful.
No way is Harry in this thing.
If you knew he's been like outrunning marathons. He'll do anything.
I just think he's past it.
I think he would too, especially for
Liam.
Yeah,
for sure.
Okay, but then can I keep ranking?
Sure.
Niall.
Yeah.
Yeah, his and two? I wouldn't be surprised at all if
over
Niall
Zayn?
Shows up.
Over popularity.
Yeah.
And like just
I think Zayn's got
public.
A niche, but Zayn with his
stage fright
yeah. stuff, and Niall just kind of has had hits and has kind of just been
he's
in the zeitgeist
around,
more
yeah.
than
I thought he just had one hit. What Slow Hands? What else is
this
he done?
Town?
This town was a
he had,
great.
Heaven won't be the same.
They're all evil. I think Harry, and then they're all the same. I think they're all at a tie.
You don't think anybody's rising
me,
a little bit?
To me, no.
Because I think Louis is scraping the bottom of the barrel.
Okay, but can we just say?
I don't know. I'll give you that.
If this is truly like they definitely came back together because of Liam's passing. If this is kind of an homage to him, that's not the word.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah,
dedicated to him. Like that's beautiful.
Okay.
Okay. Much like Jane.
Is Louis? Never mind. Is he still at the bottom if you leave Liam in?
Okay.
Yeah, for sure.
You need to go.
Louis might be six. There's some backup dancers. Oh. Good
they
evening.
Didn't have backup dancers.
We have an update, a news or nope update.
Oh, this never happens.
Yes, we talked about a while ago the actor Raymond Cruz, known as playing Tuco Salamanca on Breaking Bad.
He did get busted for something. Yeah.
There was an incident where he was washing his car.
That's right.
Oh, he squirted somebody.
Yeah.
The neighbor's daughter
with
was in the way.
Hose.
He said, "Can you please move?" She didn't move. She got squirted with the hose. She said, "That's intentional." He said, "It was an accident," and back and forth. So we got arrested for it. Turns out we have an update.
No.
He will not face prosecution for an incident. Let's go.
So
yeah.
If you have kids in your neighborhood, just squirt them.
I guess, yeah. And if you're in LA, the LA City Attorney's Office decided not to move forward.
With the hose.
I don't feel good about
it. I think it's fairly implied that I meant that.
I don't know when we're talking about a man getting in trouble for squirting.
You're right. You're right. Mm-hmm. You're right.
Yeah.
So he's off the hook.
Do you
know what I thought you were going to do?
No. What?
I thought I heard, maybe I'm crazy. Are there
more frozen shrimp recalls? Oh, yeah.
No, but when he said Raymond, I heard a rumor that there's...
Yes.
Is that true?
It is. A 30th anniversary special. It's on November 20. It's a Monday night.
Of what?
Yeah. Oh!
Good evening.
No, you can't go before the music goes. Yeah. You can't go.
And how does that get back at him? It's on me.
Oh, my God. Who did she nope? The Raymond thing.
I don't even know what you guys were talking about.
Exactly.
Because who likes it when you don't give all
you know
the
how she did.
Let's dedicate the whole show to Taylor Swift.
Okay, I just want to say, for the record, when the Jane Goodall thing happened,
I still
got a couple details in.
Because
he got all the details in.
Everybody loves Raymond.
Okay, cool. It felt like if we just noped Jane Goodall and didn't go like, hey, by the way, she's dead,
yeah,
it'd be
right.
Really bad.
But then you said it in such a funny way that I laughed, and it made it seem like I was laughing at her passing.
He was 91.
Raymond is considerably younger than I am.
Okay.
Good evening. Sir Gary Oldman received
a she left a gap
from
for you!
Prince William.
She wanted you to say good evening.
No! Oh, good evening.
Who is Sir Gary?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly what people outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105. 9. We had other things to talk about here. The show is probably canceled for at least the next. Do we want to play more music? What do you want to do right now?
I'm legitimately sweating.
I can see. I do have a pit in my stomach. Like, this happens a lot. If you work in a tall building.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It is. He's just stretched out. There's a window washer. Look at the ratchet board he's sitting on.
Yeah.
He's sitting on what?
It's got a cushion.
No, it's just a board.
I'm looking at the cushion.
He's got a little butt cushion, but that doesn't mean it's going to break his fall from 11 floors up.
No, that's just helping him sit. He's on a rope. He's got a harness.
Him being on a rope doesn't help. Do you think he can hear us? I don't want to make
noise.
He can't hear us, but he can definitely see. And like you doing side eye at him.
I just
is
wonder
like
if we
super
should,
annoying.
Should we wave? Are we being
no,
rude?
No, he's not. He doesn't. He's not looking to make friends right now.
I also you think our windows are tinted.
They are.
He looks so unnervous right now. Erica's.
He is 11.
I can't look at him.
He's 11 stories in the air. My stomach hurts right now because I.
Does anyone else get the thing in your calves where they just feel like they're shaking and they're not?
Okay. Do you think he speaks English?
Or what?
You are not writing something on your phone.
Do you ever get nervous doing this? She has it up.
She's holding a sign up.
I don't think he's
trained to ignore the inside.
He is hanging on by a thread. He's nope.
Oh no.
She's holding a sign up.
I don't think he speaks English.
I don't think he's. Dang it. Google Translate.
I just say this? Is it weird? So the other day he was doing the other side of the building.
Uh-huh. And you had to walk under to get in.
I walked around the building.
Did you really?
I walked under. And I was like, run, Rudolph.
Because I was just like, it would be tragic if he fell to his death.
And killed
But it would
you.
Only be more tragic if I was under him. So So I literally walked to the other side of the building. That's why I was a little late getting in here yesterday. I don't know if y'all remember that, but I walked around the building to get in because I was not going to walk under the... There was two of them.
Yeah.
There was two sets of ropes and they were both in front. Like you couldn't not walk in underneath these guys.
I legitimately feel sick right now.
I know. Okay.
The rope's not touching the ground. There's stuff on the roof. That's what he's attached to.
The rope's not touching the ground. No, does it help?
No, the ropes are touching the ground. They were yesterday.
Yeah, they were yesterday. But I do think they're also being held up on the roof. But then that means someone has to go up on the roof and remove whatever's holding them up.
Look, he just goes back up. He goes back up.
Harness once he gets to the bottom.
He goes all the way to the bottom. Oh my God, this is the dumbest radio we've ever done.
Yeah.
He just like, go, he doesn't pull himself back up. He goes.
Elevator.
Him and his. Do you know the way you got up here, Princess? He's allowed to do it too.
I don't even want to think about how high we are right now. I'm upset.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
This room is abuzz with this whole thing. So we just want you to know in about 30 minutes, we'll have one of those code words for the.
Oh, for Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
Act like you would, like all you've been thinking about all day. You keep writing the number 13 down. You write 3 and 1 and turn it upside
down.
That's
why she didn't know what you were talking about.
Yeah, I'm not
busy.
Okay.
I'm thinking about 10 p.m. tonight.
Taylor. Yeah. Her movie is out this weekend. We have a whole theater, the Arapahoe Crossing 16.
Yep.
10 a.m. Saturday. Mm-hmm. You can win a 4-pack of tickets coming up in 30 minutes with a code word. This is a weird thing that was on Reddit.
Mm-hmm.
It's basically, tell us how old you are without telling us how old you are. So you just got to say something. And then we want people to call in and you say something and we'll go, oh, wow.
Yeah,
I don't even know what that is.
Like, I was born in this year. Yeah. Like, right. Don't give it away.
I was born in 98. Okay, well, that's not, but right. It's like, I was the television remote amounts of old.
Oh, that's a good one.
Oh, like you had to get
I was
up.
The remote.
Right.
Change it to 4.
Right.
Poom, poom, poom. Walk, sit down.
Right. Oh my God.
I was the remote.
Okay.
I do not want you to guess my age.
Right. No one call in and guess his age.
But I mean, that was a thing. You got, by the time you were born, like, I remember eventually there was a remote, but it had a cord.
Oh,
so
right,
then
so
it's just in the middle.
Right.
And then you're like, you're tripping over. It's just like a big, long. It was not.
Did you have color TV your whole life? Oh my gosh! I genuinely
I didn't. We had black and white TVs for a while.
What?
Growing up,
I definitely had TVs would be like we had a little portable TV that was black and white with a VCR attached to it on the bottom.
Yeah, my parents had like a little one in their bedroom. I remember watching Saved by the Bell in the mornings in black and white.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just want you to know, do you remember how Wizard of Oz starts black and white and then it goes to color?
Yeah.
That movie was made in 1939, okay? Color has been around. How old do you think I am?
Yes, sir.
What? Did you have the internet? Eventually, yeah.
Yeah.
Does anybody else want to go?
Yeah, I had one.
Oh,
okay.
I'm of the Rugrats generation.
Oh, that's a good one.
Thank you. With the orange cassette or the orange movie.
Rugrats Go to Paris.
VHS, yeah.
Yes.
That used to be my favorite. I remember sitting on top of my dad's Isuzu at the Cinderella Drive-In watching that.
What's...
An Isuzu? You don't know what that is?
No.
They built them out of the Honda factory, but
yeah. That's Angie's dad used to have one too.
Really?
Yeah. And they would always put the back down. Yeah. And that's weird.
Rugrats missed both me and my children. Like that's right in the middle. But weirdly, when you said orange VHS, I remember that being at my friends' houses.
Yeah.
You can see it.
You'd go over and their little siblings would.
Was it all Nickelodeon stuff was on those orange?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, it was Nick all? Stuff. I don't know.
Yes.
I don't know either.
And I think then they also had slime green ones.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't want to interrupt you two from getting yours in there, but there was one on this Reddit thread that I think we need to discuss because I don't think this existed. It says, I remember there was lobster tanks at Walmart. And I am older than everyone in the room. I've shopped at Walmart. That never happened. That's not a real thing.
Yeah.
It took me a while to remember it, but yes, absolutely.
There is no Walmart.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not,
where
yeah.
people wear pajamas to shop.
Yeah.
Lobster takes, like, to buy lobster.
Yeah, they were live lobsters. And they would have would have the rubber bands around the claws. It was like a circular
at Walmart.
And pretty low to the ground.
Yeah.
Not behind the butcher. It was just in the middle.
The butcher or whoever. Yeah.
It's like you go back by the bakery and it's just there.
Well, this whole thing is...
It's not behind a person. It's just a round thing in the middle of, like...
Round?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've never seen that.
Yeah.
And you would go in and look at the lobsters.
I remember, yeah, because shopping at Walmart when I was little, and I remember I was scared of them. Very scary. Yeah. I was afraid they were going to come out of the tank, but I'd have to, like, challenge myself to go up and look at them.
And then did you ever buy one and eat one, or did you?
We bought one once when we were in high school, I think. We didn't eat it though. I don't.
Then what did you buy it for?
You know.
Oh a my pet? Gosh.
I don't know.
Did you torture it?
No, we didn't. No, torture. Define torture. Really?
Did you put it in
tortured?
No. Did you put it in fresh water?
No, I think we put it in water. Like we did. I don't know.
Yes,
it was like
salt water.
Group of boys on a Friday night. That's what we did. We bought a lobster, and I think we tried to put it in water and not the right water, and it just didn't. I think his parents ended up eating it, so it went
the
to
the lobster's parents.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
So yeah. I wouldn't recommend it. For
this is how this is going to work. You're going to call us and you're going to tell us this is how old I am. Like, but don't just give us a phrase. Like, I remember lobster tanks. Right. I remember Zima. Like, if you're this, and then we're going to try. I mean, we'll talk about it, but we also maybe want to try to guess your age.
Yeah, for sure.
So yeah, if you've got I'm this old, say how old you are without saying how old you are. We want to talk to you right now. 303-222-5423. You can call or text.
I am of the age that after school, I was allowed to get on the internet for 15 minutes.
That's a good one. And it went.
Yep. And I remember my friend who had the second phone line. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
A Rockefeller?
We had the second phone line.
What?
Because I was on it so much.
Wow. What were you doing?
Nothing. I meant nothing.
I'm so nervous.
Oh my God. I'm so embarrassed.
Let's let you Aaron know what go.
I
meant.
You know.
I want to hear Aaron's.
I want to hear more sluggers. Weirdly interesting.
You know what I mean. You know what I mean. You know that as a professional broadcaster, I meant, oh my God, what color am I?
Red.
Oh my God. You know what I meant. I meant nothing.
I remember being so excited for the chocolate razor.
What? Oh!
Yeah.
Oh!
That's a good one.
The razor in general.
Because I feel like that makes you a little younger than me, even. Mm. Right? Like, how do you feel? Like, once they started going, like, chocolate strawberry.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay, well, if we're talking phones, this is what I remember about phones. I remember when I needed my parents to pick me up, you go to a payphone, and you do the collect call to them, and when it goes... Collect call from, and you're supposed to say your name, Michael. You go, movie's over, come pick me up. And then they answer the phone. It's like, collect call from, movie's over, pick me up. And they go, and they hang up. And then they come get you.
And you don't have to pay
for it. Yeah, you don't have to pay. You leave a message in the collect call.
I never knew that.
That was a thing that old people did.
But again, don't call and guess his age. That's just mean.
And don't call and talk about nothing. All right. Tell us how old you are without saying how old you are. 303-222-5423.
Tell us your story.
303-222-5423. The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Okay. It appears everybody gets this.
Yes. I love it.
It's tell us how old you are without telling us how old you are. I will now admit I was wrong. Apparently people are texting and saying the lobster thing...
So
at Walmart.
Yeah. I kind of remember the smell.
Oh. The smell never leaves you, yeah. Huh?
Okay. Heck, you don't?
No.
Let's just move on, shall we? Okay. Carolyn?
Yai.
Tell us how old you are without saying it.
Rotary telephones that had no answering machine and a 2-foot cord.
Ooh. I have no concept of when that was.
Did you ever have a rotary phone?
I did. It was my grandma's, but I liked playing with it. And it was functional.
Did you ever have a corded phone?
Yes.
Yeah.
Did you have one of the long cords?
The curly guy. Went all the way down.
Like, we had one where I could like basically go halfway down my basement stairs just to get away from my parents and be like, hey, what's going on? Like,
I don't think
I was young and I remember it hanging. It was just always get real tangled.
Yeah.
What I remember most.
And then you'd have to hold the phone up like a baby on an umbilical cord and let it like.
Yeah.
And let it re-spin, like
our
spin all the. The like,
phone was in my parents' room and the wireless would be the word was in the living room.
Carolyn, do you want us to guess your age? You want to just leave it right there?
No, you can guess it.
Are we talking like 60?
You are correct. Next month.
Oh, my gosh. Nice. All right. Baby. Okay. Hey,
Erica's
happy birthday.
On the bold guess, but she's on the board.
Wait for it.
Wait till we read the text about that.
Happy early birthday.
Yeah.
The lobsters were at Super Kmart.
They had them at Super Kmart, too?
Oh, man.
They did over the one that they had in Thornton. I remember taking my kids in there when they were small.
Yeah.
Super Kmart. I forgot even existed.
Yeah. Did people stop eating them? Like, why all of a sudden we don't...
It's just not something you buy often.
I bet it's because a bunch of high school kids bought them.
Yeah, and did stupid stuff. Yeah, it's your fault.
No, it's...
Sally?
Hey.
Tell us how old you are without saying how old you are.
I grew up using a party line.
Ooh. A party line?
We had a lot of people call and say party line. That was a big...
Yeah.
We definitely had a party line.
I feel
line.
Like that was something that my sister did, but I don't really know what it is.
It's not what you think it is. Okay. It's like we shared phone lines. So like, you know how like you'd be in your house and you pick up the phone and one of your siblings is on it?
Yeah.
It would be your neighbor.
Oh.
Whoa.
No way.
And you're like, hey, are you going to be on there long?
I think Slacker should take the guess at the on this
that
one.
Upped my guess a little bit. Yeah. I had a number in mind, and now it went up.
Do you think she's older than the last person?
Should we ask her?
I don't. I think. Do you want us to guess your age?
Sure.
I'm going to say 48.
Nope.
55.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
I love the exacts.
Damn.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay. Party line phone. And that's what it was, right? You'd pick up your phone and the neighbors are just chatting with somebody.
Yep. And you could either be creepy and listen or hang up and try again.
I would have been creepy and listen.
Thank you for the call. There was another thing you could do. You guys don't have any idea you're never going to understand what I'm saying, but like you could get on your phone and like halfway hang it up and then pick it back up and it would kind of click you into other people's conversations.
What?
If there was like a way to like hold your phone, it was weird. It doesn't make a lot of sense.
So you weren't even safe on the phone?
No, you weren't. Cheryl?
Yay!
Tell us how old you are without saying how old you are.
I'm so old, I used to shop at Woolworths.
At where?
Woolworths. I that's definitely my parents' thing, but I remember they existed. It was like, do you guys remember catalogs?
Yeah. Yeah, like the...
Woolworths was one of the big cat. There was like... Sears, JCPenney, and Woolworths, and maybe Montgomery Wards.
Land's End.
Yeah, so you're young. You're too. That,
okay.
That's,
okay. Got it.
Man, do you want us to guess, Cheryl?
Sure.
Okay.
She's so bright and cheery.
I've already.
Are you 100?
Oh my gosh.
You said it was your parents' thing.
I'm going to say she's in the wheelhouse of the last two.
I was thinking 52.
No.
Dang it.
Older or younger?
Younger.
Oh.
Because Woolworths stayed around for a little while. They didn't go. It was like Kmart, how it hung on.
How old?
They closed
in 97.
Oh, they did?
They closed in 97. No wonder we don't remember. Yeah.
Okay, but then you're 42.
There you go. Exactly on the head.
Oh, my God. That's so thrilling.
Nailing it. It is kind of thrilling.
42 is like just not that much older than us.
It's not. Definitely not older than us. Laura?
Yai.
Tell us how old you are without saying how old you are.
I remember getting three-way calling pranks by my friends.
Ooh.
That's...
Yeah. I feel like I remember that too a little bit, right?
For sure.
It's going to be around your guys' age, but maybe just a skosh older.
Because I was, Did you want us to guess, Laura?
Sure.
Go for it.
I'll go 39.
Hmm? Yeah, I was going to go 36.
Wait, was it 39?
38.
38! Price is Right rules, though. You don't get it. Yeah, I do. Thank you, Laura.
You should have just lied, Laura.
Debbie.
Yay.
Tell us how old you are without saying how old you are.
Gas was 25 cents a gallon when I started driving.
Zero concept of... I do remember it being around a dollar.
Wow.
At some point. I remember going, if you have $5, you got five gallons. Like, it was like...
Right.
It was like, you know what I mean? They converged. There was no conversion.
I do feel like... I remember, like, for my parents, it was like $1.50. And now...
When did it get bad? I don't remember.
Since we all started driving.
But 25 cents a gallon.
Yeah.
Do you want us to guess your age, Debbie?
Yeah.
I've got to guess.
71.
Okay. Go ahead.
71?
Yep.
She just said that, though.
No, that was always good.
She just said it. That doesn't count as a guess.
You guys, I was going to guess.
I was going to guess 100 again.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.
Nine.
Time for the world famous diary. I'm taking a much more somber tone.
I know. I hate that.
Do you want to just know? I will tell you guys if you want to know.
Someone actually listens and corrected or like let us know. You said you would let us know by Friday, which is tomorrow. So
I will tomorrow I will tell you how
or
many.
Or today. You said by Friday.
If you want to know, I'll tell you how many are left. I counted once, but I think I know.
What about you only do it visually? So if people want to know, they can watch the video on YouTube, Instagram, Facebook.
Hmm.
And then if
kind of a
and
good
then
idea, Aaron.
If you don't want to know in here, close your eyes.
Let's do it.
So including okay.
Can we trust his counting?
Including today's entry.
Don't say it. You need to hold up.
No,
your
but
hand.
I'm saying you want me to include today's entry. So it's everyone knows that today and tomorrow are a given.
Yes. Right.
Okay. But they are included in this number.
They're going to be included in this number. Okay. So I will not say it out loud.
If you want to know on video, The Slacker Show on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube.
This is how many. Oh, this is so terrible. This is how many are left.
We all had our eyes open.
I know. I wanted to know.
Yeah.
That's great, though.
I understand your somber tone. It's better than none.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It is, but that's how many are left
one,
total.
Did he hold up one hand or two? I don't remember. I don't remember.
Good one, T-Hack. Wait, how annoying for everyone listening to this right now.
Yeah, they don't get to know.
Like driving and they can't
they
go find the video.
They just look it up later.
Go find the video later.
Yeah. Yeah. I forget. Where do we find the video?
Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, all at The Slacker Show.
Okay. So what happened in the previous entry?
The previous entry was all about her dad and Mama Sally's wedding, baby talker.
Yeah.
We got into a fight about long or short bridesmaids dresses.
That was my fault.
Yeah.
She just didn't have a great time.
I'm just feeling that she's just not a positive person about anything.
I also can understand, like, we don't know how long her parents have been divorced, and this woman is, like, significantly younger than her dad. So I'm sure it's just weird.
Yeah. Well, isn't he 10 years younger than...
I thought he was 20 years older than her.
Because Baby Talker's 10 years older than Ryder.
I thought she was right in between the two.
No. And then dad's 20 years older than Baby Talker.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
It's a lot.
I don't remember all that math. Okay.
He chooses not to know what age really means.
Oh. Okay. So what date was that?
That was July 1st. I feel like I'm in trouble now.
No, you're fine. So do we think that she writes, have we concluded that she writes the day after? So we think they maybe got married on the 31st of June or 30 days, 30th of June.
Yeah, maybe.
Because she didn't go home and write it that day.
No, probably not.
Okay.
But somewhere
right,
around
so
there.
This one is?
July 2nd.
Hmm. Oh.
And remember I said maybe we're going to hear more about the wedding. I might be wrong.
Okay.
My mom called maybe to live in the glory of how terrible she knew it was going to be, but I didn't tell her much. So when I saw my mom called, I thought she was saying like, Oh, I got interrupted on my last one because my mom called.
Oh,
but okay. I don't think that is. I don't know who'd really want to hear about the wedding of their ex-husband and father of your kids. I know she thought she wanted to know, but I didn't want to hurt her. I can't handle it when she's sad. Wait, she's not living with her mom anymore then. She called me.
Unless the wedding was out of town.
Somewhere else. Okay.
She didn't say.
Instead, I talked about me, how I looked like a wet dog, how Sally called Jake Mike.
Wait, Jake went to the wedding.
Jake went and Sally called him Mike.
Oh, that just gave me like the.
Yeah. How I got pushed out during the bouquet toss, even though I was fighting. That was really weird. All of a sudden, I'm being dragged by two women onto a floor to catch some stupid arrangement.
She didn't want to do the bouquet toss.
I got pushed out
into that. She didn't want to do it.
That makes sense. Well, she's
such an. Are you going to do that?
Doesn't want to get married. No.
Okay.
I don't think.
I sat out at the last one. I was like, y'all do it.
I don't think I have enough like single friends who would even want to catch it. Out there. You know what? Maybe I'll dedicate my bouquet to you.
You should just hand it to him.
Yeah, maybe I will.
That would be cute.
Maybe I will. Okay, I'm being dragged out by two women onto a floor to catch some stupid flower arrangement. I was shouting, I'm not single. That's my boyfriend. And pointing at Jake's horrified face. It just means you're not married.
Right. You still go out.
Right, but officially, boyfriend, girlfriend.
I think we knew that when the moms met. I think she said boyfriend.
Okay.
They didn't actually get me onto the floor with all the fighting back, but I was so embarrassed and I felt awful for Jake. You're not married. You go out there if you're in a relationship and not married.
But I will say this. I've been in a relationship where we're just kind of new and then she goes running out to catch a bouquet and you're like, Whoa.
Okay.
It's like her going, please, 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 please let this guy be my soon to be fiance.
Right.
And it's like, hey, pump the brakes. We just started dating.
I have a
face.
Next sentence is crazy. Four or five different people called him Mike, even though they don't look alike or act anything alike. So I tell my mom all this and she says, well, none of us really like Jake. You and Mike were a better fit. How am I supposed to move forward if everyone keeps dragging me back? How can they not like him? He's likable. They all acted like it was fine and he was fine and they were fine. Fakers.
Oh my God.
Whoa. Just casually like, well, we don't really like Jake. Like what?
She didn't tell her family what happened with Mike.
You're right.
Oh my God.
You were right.
There's no like.
Or do you think she did? And that's why they have such a soft spot for him because they know like you did him dirty.
But you would know that he's like, you got to let him go because your daughter killed him.
Yeah.
Like,
I don't think she would say like, you guys were a better fit. It'd be like, you really screwed it up. Mm.
I know I'm reading a ton between the lines, but it's like.
No, that makes sense to me.
It bothers me, like, when you are telling someone bad news and they're like, well, when were you going to tell me? And you go, right now. I'm telling you right now. And this is like, oh, you never said anything, you faker. Like, I just told you.
Yeah, this was the first opportunity I had to tell you.
We had to give him enough time to form an opinion.
Wasn't going to tell you at the Mother's Day brunch thing.
Yes.
That's with inappropriate. His
mom. Now I'm telling you, like, I wasn't being a faker.
That's a good point.
I was just assessing, and now I feel comfortable to go, yeah, I know you think it's weird that everybody called him Mike, but maybe they are all feeling what I'm feeling, which is Jake's no good for you.
Yikes.
I can't picture Jake.
But also, haven't you like ever had the golden child relationship? I know you have.
Yeah.
Like the person that your parents just love so much
for
and
sure.
It's hard for them to get over. Like
for sure.
You wonder if Mike was just that and then they're like, well, we don't like anyone who's
nobody's gonna live up to that bar.
Yeah.
That was a juicy, juicy one.
The next one looks longer.
And it's dated.
July 5th.
Ew, okay.
She's writing a lot, which is good because there are only...
Oh.
Don't do it. There you go.
Find out what happens. tomorrow.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
We went from being a show who is sort of introverts, stay at home, shut ins. What's that word when you're afraid of
recluse?
Yes, agoraphobic.
Agoraphobic.
Oh.
We've been that for a really long time to now we are out among ya a lot.
We're booked and busy.
Last night, Love is Blind.
Mm-hmm.
That was fun. I did not see the episode.
No, didn't at all. We were running around.
I was going to go home and watch it, and then I didn't.
My sisters actually were just texting me. One of them is starting the episode, and she's like, Erica, you watched it, right? I was like,
Nope, don't give me any.
Yeah, well, let's talk about this later.
All I saw was the smoke show.
Oh.
Brazilian girl.
Yeah, she was pretty.
But
yeah.
The man coming out to meet a woman with, like, see her for the first time and he had sunglasses on his head. I wanted to throw him off the building.
Oh, I don't know if you know this. That's the Denver edition. So makes sense.
I know. Indoors?
That's Menver right there.
But you're indoors. Like,
you've never
it's not
been
like he was just
today.
At a patio party.
Right. You've not been outside. You're in a tux.
Correct.
And you're like, you know what?
What'll Sunnies. Really set this look off are my shades.
I've been angry about it since I saw
remember
that.
You being Dating real mad last yeah. night. And I was like, okay, relax.
Yeah.
That's fine.
I hated everyone on the show, not just him. Everyone.
Oh, really?
Yeah. How did you get hooked on that? I was like, this is terrible.
Dude, I think I if you sit down,
you let us sit down when it's not a crowded room.
I was like, I wouldn't want to have a conversation with a single person on the show.
You might be right. Maybe you approach shows differently. Just go. Like these guys led me right. Yeah. Season 6, episode 1. If you get through that episode and don't want to let that next episode roll through, then we're not cut of the same cloth. Because I was just like, I was supposed to watch episode 1 and then the final episode. And when it started rolling in next episode, I'm like, say less. Let's go. It's, oh my God. It's not that I love them. Like most of the people
you
on the show,
love,
you're like,
hate them.
Oh,
yeah.
Hate.
Although there are two people that I feel like I need to like. Because one guy one guy has a type 1 diabetic son.
Okay.
And then one girl, her dad had type 1 diabetes. He passed. Right. So I'm like, all right, that's really cute. Everyone was like cheering for me there. It's great.
Okay.
What so I'm excited for is when they start going out and about in Denver.
Yeah.
And we could be like, oh.
I know we're supposed to be talking about all the other places we're going out in public, and we're going to do that in a second. I'm not far enough into Love is Blind to even realize that they ever do come out of the pods.
They leave
How
the pods.
How do they get out of the pods?
You get engaged.
So once you say, I want to be with you, you get to go.
Secretly behind the scenes, they date in the pods for several days. And then there is a day that is engagement day. So if you,
if you
made
want
up
to, you do it. If you don't, you don't.
Yeah. You either just go, I don't think I'm going to marry anyone
made a
here.
Connection. Okay.
Or if you're like, this is my person, then there are proposals.
Then they do the open the pod thing.
Right. And then the next day they meet. And then the next day, the next time they see each other, they're getting on an airplane, sitting next to each other going, hey, and they're being sent to a vacation. So you'll see it all.
Because I've heard some people going, oh, I was at such and such bar and they were on a date.
Oh,
there were people last night saying, oh, I ran into them on a date.
Oh, interesting. So that means
in some really weird little spots. I was like, they chose that spot in Denver?
Probably to avoid too many people seeing it.
Oh. And I was having Hendrix, so I don't remember the spot.
Right.
Anyway, so that was awesome. I shouldn't probably say this out loud, but we're thinking about doing a finale party as well.
If you'd be into that, text us. Mm-hmm. I'd be into that.
303-222-5423. So here's the other thing. This Saturday, as you know, all week long, morning show, Heather and we have been given away opportunity. I think it's weird. I heard the promo that aired the other day. It's a family four pack. Is this a family event?
Kind of.
It's just
this
a four
is
pack.
More
it's
you and your three girlfriends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Taylor's for everyone.
Yeah.
I just don't see, you're not dragging your four-year-old.
Family, though. It's not like a water park.
Right. Anyway, we've been giving away four packs to her, the premiere of her thingy that's just this weekend at Arapahoe Crossing.
The official release of a showgirl.
So we are potentially showing up to that to say hi and shake hands and kiss babies. If everything works out, if it doesn't, it's not our fault. We'll give you the names of people to be mad at. Text and I wrote the names. I've never seen Erica not have work. Look at her. Look, she's holding
so smug.
I don't like to speak ill of anyone. Yes.
All right. The next one, as you've been hearing all day today, we have opened the RSVP to now, again, not to put you on the spot, Erica, you were hesitant about this party.
Very. I don't know that I feel like I need to have a party thrown for
me. It's what we're calling the Colorado Dunn party. Mm-hmm. And because you're a Coloradan.
I am now.
Because you did the Colorado list. This is celebrating you as our newest citizen. But at the same time, if you are just a Colorado person and you want to just party drinking great beers at Littleton Brewing.
Nope. That's not where it is. Lone Tree.
In Littleton. In Lone Tree. Is there a Littleton Brewing?
I don't know.
Go there.
Yeah, don't
they
go
suck.
To Littleton.
I have no idea, but Lone Tree.
Get Lone Tree and Littleton. What's the difference?
Littleton is like my neck of the woods.
Yeah, Littleton's more.
Isn't that where
west.
Lone Tree is? Where's Lone Tree?
Lone Tree is
right there.
South?
Park Meadows
it's
is Lone Tree.
Yeah, neck of the woods.
Yeah, Park Meadows is Lone Tree. It's in that area.
I feel like Park Meadows is almost in Littleton.
Hey, man.
No.
Are you okay?
I'm from here. I'm a
Park
native.
Park Meadows, now that I know where it is, is not in Littleton.
Not even close.
Yeah.
Southwest Plaza is in
That's
Littleton?
That's in Littleton.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know what that is.
Okay.
I went there the other day.
Columbine
it's
is in
so
Littleton?
Sad. Yes.
Okay. So it's a little farther west, but still kind of south.
Yes.
Yeah.
Anyway, why are we talking about Littleton? We're not even going there.
Lone Tree Brewing.
In Lone Tree.
Okay. So you can RSVP to join us at that right now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you need to RSVP, right?
Just you can't just come.
Yeah, you can't just show up. You got to RSVP.
You can show up whenever you want at Littleton Brewing if there is one. You just walk
Stop
right in.
Stop saying it.
But Lone Tree Brewing, you're not getting in without an RSVP.
Right.
Now, here's what makes this party awesome. We are giving away cool things, Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
Do we have a, like, I know one of the things that came through.
Is big, big.
Casa Bonita came through.
Yeah.
I don't know if he wants a shout out. Kieran, let's go. Table for four and reservations. And, like, right, you don't have to wait.
Right.
Like, if you go on Casa Bonita right now, your reservations are in 2026.
It's kind of like a VIP thing. Like, you get to skip.
Table for four. Up to $180, just go nuts.
Oh, yeah.
Okay? So that's going to be there. I know Denver Ski.
Yep, Denver Ski Company. They're giving a gift card. We've got Blossoming Boutique, Colorado Ski Chairs. I think they're the ones that donated a shot ski.
Oh, yes.
We're giving away a shot ski?
That's so fun.
It's so
Can I
cool.
win?
It's so no, cool.
You're not
Wait,
eligible.
Employees aren't allowed to win things?
No.
Mm-mm.
Believe
when
it or not.
Start?
Believe it or
Give back
not.
Your ticket. All right? And then Adventure West ATV tours. We're giving away like a group of four ATV ride.
That is sick. Okay. I don't even want to do it.
We can't go through every single. Ben last night committed.
Oh, good.
Ed Hardeen, you can get a world famous Slackerita.
Yeah. I still not have.
I saw
one.
You kind of corner him.
I did. I was like, listen,
a little bit.
I let you in here. You give me $100, or you're out. So there's so many things, and also concert tickets.
Yes.
Yeah.
Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And Ed Sheeran.
Mm-hmm.
Red
so
Rocks.
You want to
Lord
come to
Red
this
Rocks.
Thing.
Lord,
Ed Sheeran's going to be at Empower.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. So lots of prizes and...
Wait, I thought Ed Sheeran was at Littleton Brewing.
Oh my gosh.
But your odds of winning something, I think, are pretty good.
Oh yeah.
Well, I mean, we have so many prizes.
Yeah. That's not even all of them. Yeah.
So that's at Lone Tree Brewing next Tuesday?
Yes.
This coming Tuesday.
Yeah,
coming
October Tuesday. 7th.
So you need to RSVP right now, RSVP right now. And then leave that night open. It's at 6? Are we bouncing out of here early? 6 o'clock, I think?
That's an amazing question. Yes? 6.
It's our party! What time are we going?
We have to be there!
I'm the guest of honor. I don't have to know anything.
I can't get to Littleton by 6, but I could get to Lone Tree by 6.
You know what? Let's move it to Lone
Tree
Brewing.
Let's go to Lone Tree Brewing. Can somebody look and see if there is the other thing? Because okay. If they're suddenly going to be super busy on
just
Tuesday.
Just a reminder, you RSVP at alice1059.com.
Yes.
It should. There is a Littleton Brewing Company.
Okay, tell screw them those guys. Thank you. We're not going there. all right. Lone Tree Brewing, RSVP. Somebody just say the words.
RSVP at alice1059.com.
The Slacker Show.
Alice1059. You know how we read the diary every day?
Yeah.
And...
I feel like this is a trap.
No, yeah, we read the diary every day.
Yeah.
I have written something that I would like to be read today.
Oh my God.
I'm going to read it.
What?
What?
What are you doing?
Don't worry about it.
No, I'm worried about it.
Okay, if anyone has like sunglasses or anything they'd like to put on, feel free to go ahead.
So we don't have to make eye contact with you?
Why didn't you tell us?
Just don't worry about it. You don't have to make eye contact. What are something you doing? To read.
We're in the other room. What the hell?
Yeah, you got so time? Cool. It's radio, for God's sake.
They're truly running.
All right, now that they're out of here.
Yeah.
Wow. We have got to get rid of those
we
two.
We have got to get rid
they
of them.
They are the worst.
Oh, yeah, back very quickly.
I was quick. How
wow.
dare you?
Aaron was pretty quick as well. That's amazing.
How dare I?
I think the
those premise, are your sunglasses?
That is the most I'm not gonna outrageous be able to do this. Thing I've ever witnessed.
Okay.
That's fine.
Erica, will you give us a little backstory? What is happening right now?
I would
now?
Like some like sad music. I need to talk to you guys about something and really to everyone in the world. And so if you could like maybe some sad music.
Okay, like
oh. That's sexy music, isn't it?
Okay. Sad. Yeah.
Like
I got it. Yeah.
I do feel like a I'm
you
a
are in all
black right yeah. now, yeah. I'm actually in all black for a reason.
Oh.
Oh.
We're in mourning of something. We're saying farewell to something. To the Tortured Poets Department era. So I'm going to read a letter that I wrote to the Tortured Poets
Department
era. I think
I left my sunglasses
era.
In my car.
And yeah. all of
how
our tortured...
How long will this take?
Very short.
Mine
very short.
Home.
Yeah.
I gotta go all the way back.
To the
oh my
tortured...
God, can I just say...
What?
Can I just say one more thing? This is
what?
A final interruption.
Yeah.
Listen. Shh.
Yeah, that's
hold on,
happening.
Hold on.
She's gonna attempt... I don't know.
There is a window washer.
Aaron's attempting to get the cameras to catch this, so if you're watching
smacking
on it...
Smacking outside
yeah,
our window
great.
Right now.
It's kind of killing my vibe, I'm not gonna lie.
Okay.
Second question. Do you think I'm allowed to light a candle in here?
I think you're gonna.
Do you think that's chill at this workplace?
What are you doing?
Yeah, that's you're, fine.
I've what got a are farewell tribute.
Considering what used to happen in this studio in the 80s, I think lighting a candle's fine.
Okay.
Do you know that like we yeah, I probably shouldn't say any of this. We used to light. We had a boss here.
Okay.
No longer works here. Had a bit of a body odor issue.
Okay.
And would light scented candles to mask said issue. And then building management was like, scented candles.
Can I see that candle?
Yeah.
No. It's scented those- candles no longer welcome. So we had to petition building management and say, listen, this girl needs the scented candles. We like.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
You know what it smells like if you've like made something chicken and cut all the fat off it off and you leave it in the like. Trash and it's
hey,
in
man,
there for like 4 or 5 days.
I feel like you should stop talking. Like her, this feels like something that shouldn't
her
be
name
out there. No. No.
Okay, I'm sorry. Can continue. Do you want the music now or do you want to wait till you start
the
reading?
Music's great.
Okay.
To the tortured I can't <Hold on>. Speak. To the
no.
Okay. To the Tortured Poets Department era and all of our tortured poet souls. Today, I, Erica Shea, Deranged Swifty, and the entirety of The Slacker Show, light a candle for you. Waiting for the candle tonight. There we go. Our moody typewriter muse, our Fortnite friend, and LOML heartbreak. You've reminded us all the haunting situationships. What? Of the haunting situationship that seemed never-ending. Taught us to never forgive the smallest man who ever lived. And showed us how to do it all with a broken heart. The greatest joy during this depressing era was seeing for Taylor and for so many of us how the prophecy really did change. But as the curtain falls on velvet shadows,
Here.
The spotlight rises. Tomorrow or tonight, really, at 10 p.m. Mountain Time, it's time for Rhinestones, Champagne, and the Life of a Showgirl. Woo! Sequins replace sorrow, and the broken heart takes center stage. Still beating, still dancing.
I don't.
So thank you to our chairman, Taylor Swift, for the saddest songs that could pull even the happiest of person into a deep, dark place. Now, the candle flickers, the lights go up, okay, and the show goes on. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay.
That's beautiful.
Thank you so much. Woo! Jeez, I'm going to set off the
barrel. Here's the thing. You mean that.
Oh, yeah.
That is insane to me. Like, I am a Swiftie now. I got accepted. Yeah. But
it's the end of an era, man. You gotta give your
have
thanks.
Have you done this with previous eras? Have you, like...
Never quite this beautifully.
I believe the texters at 303-222-5423 might differ in their opinions of, was what she just did beautiful? I think the Swifties will think so.
I thought it was barely, very well written. Jeez.
Well, ChatGPT helped me. Oh. I did change a lot of it.
Okay.
So now what? So,
well, we wait till tomorrow when it's all razzle dazzle.
You better be in all of your sequins. Orange and sequins.
Are we doing a show tomorrow?
Yes.
Because the rest of us have removed our sunglasses.
It's because I'm falling asleep and you can't tell.
Yes.
I think you're probably staying up tonight.
Yes, I am. At 10 p.m. Yeah. And then I got to listen to the whole thing and probably scream in my fiance's ear about it.
Would it be terrible if I listened to it at the Jonas Brothers? Just pop in my AirPods.
I don't think you're going to be... It'll be over-ish by 10.
10? I don't know.
No.
Listen to it on the drive home.
Okay.
Yeah. And we are suspecting that something crazy is going to happen tonight, too. So
at like 1, what? Right?
Yeah, something in the middle of the night. I don't know if I'll be up for that, but...
What could happen?
The reputation from the vault.
Yeah. Or...
Oh, what does surprise. That mean? The re-recorded?
No, not re-recorded. It's the extra songs that she never recorded for Reputation, but she wrote for Reputation. So now she recorded them. And then
I don't want to spread rumors. I also think it's possible that there's more to this movie theater thing. Yeah, but
But that movie theater thing's happening Friday, Saturday, Sunday? Or Saturday, Sunday, Monday?
Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
And that's it.
But so the problem for the people on Saturday, Sunday... Is the Friday people are going to ruin it?
No. I'm saying I think that she's going to go, psych, it's not lyric videos. It's a full film.
Right, but then everyone going the next time will already know.
I think she's going to tell us that before anyone
before.
Goes.
Before, okay.
There's this little thing. She put this like timeline together and then it says stand by.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone's suspicious.
Okay.
Now
that I'm aware that we can take the show over for stupid personal crap... I've got some letters I'm going to write. I'm sure TAC, every time there's a release on sneakers app.
Sure, yeah.
I wouldn't say this was personal. This was the soul of the city.
I have candles to light for sneakers.
All right, once again, the phone number to tell Erica how lovely that was. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
I'm not just saying this to be obtuse. I don't think coffee tables need to be in a house. I saw this thing... They're like, make a case that you need a coffee table. And the only case you can make is you set stuff on it. So get a different kind of table. Well, like if you had an end table on your couch, if you had end tables or the sofa table behind it, set. Like,
I'm sorry. Not everyone has a sofa table.
Have one, but I have had one. Do you know what I'm talking about?
No.
Yeah.
It's just a thin little thing that goes between the wall or... I guess it can be thick too.
It can be like if you're
like a banquette kind of thing. It's just like more flat up against the couch. Yeah.
It's just behind the couch. And then you have.
But couldn't you argue that just is a coffee table then?
No, because it's not in your way. I think a coffee table is a knee banging, head smashing.
For kids?
When you have kids, you will you'll probably get rid of your coffee table when you have kids. You'll put it somewhere, or you have to make it so...
You were talking to T-Hack about that. You said when you have kids...
Sorry.
Yeah,
you didn't?
That was so weird.
No, we have a marble one. It's a hard
this
one.
This is...
Yeah.
How,
oh, yeah.
Did you put cushy corners on it?
No, we didn't baby-proof anything. No, you got to teach him how to live in the house.
I can't believe I did just forget he had kids. My bad.
That was so weird. I was like, are you okay?
I don't think Leo's in high school, man.
You've never really invited me to your house, so I don't know what kind of coffee table you have. But if you have a marble coffee table, that's poor parenting. Like,
no.
Because
no.
we bought those, like, the big foam, and then your coffee table looked like crap for, you like, 3 years.
I would like to make a case for no coffee tables.
Thank you. Join in.
Because when I was young, my mom said, let's go. Someone turned the TV off, and I went running, and I slipped, and I ended up in the hospital.
Because you hit the...
corner.
Of?
The coffee table.
Oh.
And I have, to this day, a scar under my eyebrow.
You're
because
hideous.
Because I was gushing blood.
You're hideous. Because of that. I'm just...
Oh, yeah. I'm hideous because of that.
Thank you. Just
And how many times did it happen after that?
Well, I was a lot more careful after that. Oh, no.
So the coffee table is a metaphor for life lessons?
Yeah.
That's what it is?
Yeah, exactly. Well, first of all, our marble coffee table is, it's just marble on top with wood legs, but it's round. So no corner.
That helps.
Yeah, but it is very hard.
Sorry, I'm on your side.
There's still a corner. It's still like.
It's like an edge.
Yeah.
But not really it's not a sharp corner, but it's just
around. If it's marble, it's absolutely sharp.
It would hurt really hard to hit your head on it. I could tell you that.
For sure, yeah. I mean, but it would hurt to fall down the stairs. It would hurt to slip in the shower. It would hurt to do.
And do you have baby gates?
No.
You didn't?
Your when kids the kids are just were feral? Little? Wait, you have kids?
I do, yeah. I think a couple.
Okay.
Still. Yeah.
Okay. I'm shocked.
We had like
that.
A gate to go to the basement, but that was it. We didn't do like the child lock on the cabinets or.
You didn't?
No.
What on earth?
I think you got to teach the kids how to live in the home, in this space.
Slowly. Like, not you're taking your first steps. Here's a marble table to hit.
Here it is. Why don't you get it?
They haven't hit it because they know it's hard. They've had it the whole time. They know. Oh, don't bang your head on that.
So what's it for other than to teach your kid this valuable lesson that head injuries happen? What right. do you need it for?
You got
to
eat. You eat at it. You rest your feet on it while you watch TV.
Okay.
Let me see if I have this straight.
Did you hear what he just said?
You eat at it.
Okay. And what was the second thing he said?
You rest your feet.
Oh, okay. So do you often eat where you put your feet? You nasty swine.
I do because you're forgetting. I don't wear shoes in the house. We never wear shoes in the house.
How is that better?
So it's cool.
How is that better? I wear
slippers.
Because food is falling on the ground. Their dogs are puking. They're pooping. Yes. They're stepping
you're
in it.
You're walking around on all these.
Not on the table.
But then you're putting your feet on the table.
He puts his feet.
Do you
then,
go barefoot at home or socks?
I go barefoot all the time. Yeah. If it's warm, I barefoot. If it's cooler, I'm in slippers. Yeah.
Slippers.
What?
I'm just.
They're good grippy.
I want to give the text number 303-222-5423. Yes or no to coffee tables.
They're also just like a visual anchor.
Thank
it just
you.
Really yes, does it together.
Have to be there. We just, everyone, it's, you know what it is? It's the formal dining room. It's like every house for the longest time had the formal dining. It's like you just have to have it. It's like it's part of the house, right? You gotta have this one with a big table. What about Thanksgiving? It's like one day. I got this room for one day. I don't need that.
Right.
Like,
so we got rid of that.
We didn't though. Some houses still have it.
Yeah. Whatever.
They
those ones are
back
weird.
Then.
And now we've taken away one eating area, so it has to be applied to the.
You don't eat there.
Very well said.
There,
yeah.
The what is the other room? Living room.
The living room.
Yeah, in the living room.
The family room.
Because then there's also the formal living room. Oh, my God.
That's another wasted room. Oh, I go in there to converse. What? Talk in the room with the TV.
The only place I have ever actually sat in the formal living room is my grandparents' house.
And they let you? Because most people who have a formal living room don't let anybody in it.
It's where we will have happy hour before dinner. It's insane.
But what else would you put in that room?
Nothing. You don't need anything in that.
But
that,
if the room is there, like what else would you, if the dining, like if you the, have a dining room.
What if that whole thing was just ottomans? You want to put your feet on it. It's just ottomans.
He's talking about what would you do with the formal dining room.
Oh.
I do think it could be a playroom or an office or.
Okay. You just don't need that
or
room.
What every guy ever says. Pool table. Pool
I'm
table.
Sorry. At 30 something, no on a pool table.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
I have a story that explains why I do not and will not get a social media account.
Oh.
Finally, a reason. Mm-hmm. I've got a story of a man that used the same excuse that I've used in Silverthorne.
What is Silverthorne?
Yeah. The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
A man in Florida.
Yeah, let's go! Let's go! Come on!
He just went too far recently.
Come on!
A man in... No, just kidding. I'm not kidding. Okay. He was driving a Toyota Camry.
Let's go!
I feel like that's very important to the story.
Yep.
It was early Sunday morning, you know, 3 a.m.
Sunday morning. Okay, sorry.
He was booking it. 124 miles per hour in a Camry.
Was it downhill? How's a Camry get to 124?
No idea.
Hey, and can I interrupt your story?
Yeah.
This has been happening to me lately. My Apple Watch is warning me of a loud environment. And the loud environment... is me.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That actually literally could be a stupid story itself.
Yeah. So the man was going 124 miles per hour. Don't know what the speed limit was.
Something under that.
Yeah, for sure. Motorcycle cop stopped him, pulled him over, you know, asked him, what has you going so fast?
What you doing?
He said he had to use the bathroom. Oh.
Oh, I got a tinkle. Or did he say it's a,
I don't know.
I got it. But going.
The cop was like, you passed like a lot of gas stations.
Oh, yeah, but I don't like to dookie in the come and go.
If you gotta go, you gotta go.
Yeah.
I'm holding out for
a
hotel.
If you were going
like
124 miles per hour, you pull over at that point.
Hotel right. Lobby's the play.
So you used that excuse in Silverthorne?
I got out of it, baby.
Where's Silverthorne?
I was only doing 9 miles per hour.
And she had to actually poop her pants in front of the cop.
Worth it. My story, not from Florida. It's from Poland.
Let's eat some pierogies.
Okay. There was an incident on the highway where they found a girl battered and bruised on the road.
Oh, my gosh.
When they came up to her, they said, what happened? She said she fell out of a moving vehicle.
Oh.
Why, you ask?
What?
The gram.
No.
She was trying to take a selfie hanging out the window and fell out of the car.
And the car didn't stop?
Well,
somebody
it doesn't matter. It doesn't mean she got run over. It means she fell out of the window.
Right, but like if that was my friends, I would want them to stop and come pick me back up.
No,
they had to poop. How many followers she have. Am I circling back or not?
Yeah, she was taking a selfie for social media. So yeah, dump the gram and you'll live longer. Those were all the stupid people we could find for today.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.